A friend of mine called me to ask me if I was all right because there'd been an explosion in my neighborhood. And I hadn't heard anything about the bomb that went off on 23rd Street. So I went running out to see what had happened. And as I was running to see what had happened on 23rd Street, I walked by something that caught my eye.
What about it caught your eye?
Well, there's a pressure cooker, which I didn't know it's a pressure cooker. It just looked like a big pot to me. And it had wires coming out of it. And then the wires were attached to another gadget, to some gadget I couldn't make out. But on my street, there's a lot of garbage all the time. You know, there's always strange things on the sidewalk. So though it caught my eye, I kept going to 23rd Street. And then it was staying in my mind. There was this nagging idea in my mind that I should go back and take a better look at this object. So I did. And when I returned, it was still there. And at first I had thought that it had been thrown out with a lot of garbage. Someone was cleaning their apartment on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that what I had taken for garbage was mailbox containers and just regular street debris.
Yeah.
So the pot was actually standing there by itself on the side of the street. So it was so strange looking.
Yeah. So your next...
I thought that either it was like a child science experiment that they had done for school or an artist trying to do some kind of kinetic artwork.
So when did your mind finally say, okay, this is something I need to call the authorities about?
Well, okay, because I know that saying whenever you go in the subway, it says, if you see something, say something.
Right.
Also, there had just been a bomb on 23rd Street, so I thought, that makes it a little suspicious. You know, that also was something I considered. And then the third thing was I remembered a few years ago there were some street vendors on Times Square who had called 911 because they saw a car that was parked illegally and the motor was on. And that turned out to be a car bomb.
That's right.
That always stayed in my mind. I was so impressed by these guys that had called. And so those three things together made me call.
Yeah, that car bomb situation was May 1st, May Day of 2010, Times Square.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but I remembered it.
Yeah, that's excellent. So once you realized what this was, what went through your mind once you found out that this was a bomb?
Oh, I didn't know. I went down after I called 911. I called from my apartment, then I went back downstairs. And there was a state trooper at the site, and he saw me coming towards him, and he said, run, get off the street. And so I still didn't know if it was a bomb, but I realized that he was taking it seriously.